We'll discuss a little in Yanei Tu B'Shvat. So in the Chassidish Svarim and the Kabbalist, they compare the Yantav of Tu B'Shvat to the Yantav of Tu B'Av. So what is the connection between the two? So there's a Gemara in Tainis where the Gemara talks about the two happiest days of the year, Yom Kippur and Tu B'Shvat, or Tu B'Shvat and Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, I understand, Yom Kippur, it's a day of Slichu and Mechila. What about Tu B'Av? The Gemara lists many different things that happen on that day. So we know Tu B'Av is a Mikseh Simcha, and in fact, that's where actually it's brought down as well in the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat. So what is the connection between Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a famous machlokas Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua on Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amud Beis, a major dispute when the world was created, when everything happens. Rabbi Elazar in general focuses on the month of Tishrei. He says in Tishrei, Nigolin, they were redeemed, and that's when the world was created. And that's the major month according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says, "Ben Nisan Nigalu, and Nisan, the world was created." So how do you reconcile these two opinions? How could it be both? Obviously, the world was created on one day, and they went out on one day. So Tosis in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavzayim points out in the name of Rabbi Notam that they're talking about two different things. One opinion is talking b'makshava in thought, and one is talking about in mice and action. So Rabbi Elazar, who's a Talmud of the Shammai school, so he says b'makshava, when he says Tishrei, that's the makshava, as we know, midas adim, that originally God HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create Torah with midas adim, and later on he changed it to chesed. So Rabbi Elazar goes, he says b'makshava, and Rabbi Yeshua says you go with l'maisa, you go with what actually happened. And that's in general we have this in Ariza. Others point out that's what the Gemara never says. There's an assumption we know in the machlokes beisilo beishama we passing like beisilo, because we live in the world of maisa. But there's a tradition among Kabbalists that when the Mashiach comes, we're going to pass in like Beishamai, then we're going to go back to the original Makshava. And in general, Makshava is always related, as the Vilna Nagon points out, to Midas Hadin, as because originally God wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin, but Lamaisa, he created Midas Rachamim. So that's the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar Yeshua about Makshava versus Maisa. The Rebbe Elazar goes with Makshava, that Tishrei is always Makshava, Midas Adin, and Rebbe Yeshua goes with Maisa, that's Nisan, that's the Olam Hazeh, we go with Rachamim. So, we know, so therefore, they want to point out that an allusion to Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av is that we know the Adam HaRishon created on Rosh Hashanah, so that means the world was created on Chaf Hei Kislev. And we have a principle that 40 days, so 40 days, Kodem Havlad, 40 days before the birth is, that's when the conception begins. So they point out, what's 40 days before Chaf Hei Elul? That's Tu Bish, Tu B'Av. So similarly, that's Rabbi Elazar. If you go with Nisan, so if you go Aleph Nisan, the world was created. So Chaf Hei, so you go back for 6 days of creation, and then 40 days before that is Tu B'Av. I mean, Tu B'Shvat. And that's why. So Tu B'Shvat is the holiday. Tu B'Av is the Nigla. And Tu B'Shvat is the Nistar. As we see, the sap starts growing in the tree. And that's what the Bnei Yisachar wants to point out. Chafei Yelo, this connection. And as well, so Rebbe Lezer goes with the world of Makshava. So that's Tu B'Shvat, which is Nistar, and Rebbe Shua goes with Tu B'Av, the world of Maisa. That's why Beis Shammai himself says, Beis Shammai L'shitasuna goes with Rebbe Lezer, says there is no significance to Tu B'Shvat. That's why he says, Rosh Hashanah is Aleph, because he goes in the world of Makshava, he goes with Tishrei. It's only according to Rebbe Yeshua, who goes in the world of Maisa, you recognize Tu B'Shvat. So that's the Yisro. They want to compare Tu B'Shvat, and that's why if this is like Tu B'Shvat, this is like Tu B'Av, is a time for Shiduchim. That's why as well the Kabbalists point out that Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat as well. That's why I just saw recently, that a segula for Shiduchim is on Tu B'Shvat. Well, what's Tu B'Shvat? Because Tu B'Shvat, the connection to Tu B'Av. And in terms of that, so those are some of the issues with Tu B'Shvat. We'll have to continue.